Congratulations on the second season of or the third season of Big
No,
Shot. It's
second season, but I want you to just call it out. Call it out as if it's coming already. Hopefully a
the
third
third
season is.
season is going to be amazing because this second
Absolutely.
season is really good.
Thank you, Tony. Thank you.
But I also love you for your voice. Your voice acting skills are just amazing.
Thank you so much. I have the best time doing voiceover. It's my favorite thing I do as an actor.
Really, because it's so freeing.
Yeah, and also because I can wear pajamas.
Yeah.
It's
Well,
the simple
talk
things.
to me a little bit about Sherilyn and how she's changing in this season.
Yeah, the great thing about our show this season and Sherilyn is that our show is 30 minutes this year. So we get it's a peppier, it's a quicker pace to the show. And so I took that as an opportunity to make Sherilyn a little peppier and more fun too. So I imbued her with a little more silliness in the best way. So she's still in charge, she's still the school administrator, she still is, keeping Marvin Korn in check. But there's more of a spring in her step and a twinkle in her eye this season, I believe.
As an actor, working with John Stamos, is that a great give and take?
Absolutely. He's exactly who you think he is. And there's not a lot of people that I've found in this industry that the public facing version of them is the same as the behind the scenes version. But John is one of those people where he's just a big kid. He's very caring and generous and loving, and that's what you get in every character that he plays. And that's why he has friendships, not just in his life, but in this industry that span decades. You can't keep a friendship in Hollywood unless you are a genuine, loving person, and he truly is that.
And when you say generous as an actor, though, I mean that's rare, I think, honestly, true generosity.
Yeah, because a lot of people, as performers can be a little selfish and self-centered. It's a lot of people that go through life that way. And so if you live in that side of the world, then everything is about you. How many lines I have? Where's the camera going to be on me? When do I get to go? Can I go to the front of the line when it's time to eat? All of those types of things. And so if you're that kind of person and you're in a scene and someone else is as good as you or is a great actor as well, you either can yield and let them have some moments as well and share the experience of the scene, or you can just run through and just make everything about you, even when the camera's not on you. And so there's a lot of people that like to make sure it's all about them. And John is not one of those actors. And honestly, he's earned the right where he could make it about him. He's a television legend. He's been in it for years and years, but he still shows up on set, be it with me, with Jessalyn, or any of the young ladies we're blessed to work with. And he creates an opportunity and an environment for all of us to shine, which is just rare. Shouldn't be rare. But it is.
When are you going to step behind the camera and do some directing and producing?
Oh God, I would love. I've done a bit of producing, and I directed one short film. I would love to direct, and I'm scared though. Like I want to be worthy of the projects, and I want to make sure that I have done my research and I know what I know, what I know. And I remember a friend of mine who's a prolific director said to me, he said, "Yvette, you're overthinking it. Your job as a director is to make sure everyone is allowed to do their jobs the way they want to. You allow artistry to happen. And you're kind of like the cruise director." And I do that in my life already. I want everybody to shine. So I got to get over my fear and find a way to be the cruise director and the cheerleader of all a group of artisans on a set. I would love to get back to do that.
In our final moments, you're kind of mama on the set. So how is it to have all these daughters working with you?
I mean, I got daughters and I got a grown son in John Stamos. It's really wonderful. The young ladies on the show and a lot of the young men that joined the show this year are all humble enough to allow, a grizzled old crone to give them advice about the business. So it's kind of cool that if I see them, if they have a question about something, or if I see they're about to make a step that I think is not going to be as fruitful as they think, I'm able to step in and go, you might want to think about going to that particular party because this is what happens at that particular party and that's not going to help you, blah, blah, blah. And they listen and go, okay, oh, thank you, Yvette. Thank you for letting us know. And it's nice to have wisdom to share and for there to be fertile ground to receive it. It's really a blessing.
I enjoy talking with you, Yvette, and you're anything but a drizzled old crone because you're one of the loveliest and most talented people around.
Thank you,
And so
Tony.
I adore you.
Thank you so much. It's mutual. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sweetheart. And we'll
Okay.
talk soon.
Yes, we will.